I rejoice greatly in the Lord, that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. That, my friends, is Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 11.
Father, I praise you today for your provision and that you have taught me contentment in all circumstances. I know I will only be content when I trust in you fully and give you control over every part of my life. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your provision. Amen.
Okay, be honest. This is where the rubber meets the road. Are you completely content with everything that God provides for you? The Israelites missed the promised land because of their grumbling, their complaining. Instead of rejoicing and be content with what the Lord had done for them, they chose to complain and grumble against him. Do you? See, the biggest problem the Israelites had is they couldn't get that vision. They couldn't see what the Lord had for them, so they kept turning back to their vomit in Israel. Israel just kept turning back and saying, "Ooh, let's go back to Egypt." They forgot how miserable they were. But it was better to them than the unknown. Where do you stand, my friends?
Today's action. On your knees today, thank the Father for everything that He provides to meet your need. Today's treasure is found in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice.
When troubled times come, don't be like the Israelites. Don't turn around and look at the past. Ask God to give you the vision of what He has for you ahead, and then praise Him and sing, "Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always."